Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're having a lot of fun today. Donnie has brought in cookios. I'll call them cookios. They're chocolate chip cookies with Oreos stuffed inside of them. I've never heard of such a thing, Donnie. Your girlfriend Sarah made them. I'm going to indulge right after my pasta.
I think you're going to enjoy it.
So do I.
Joe, I just had my pasta. It was incrinculant. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I treated the boys to lunch today. I felt it was the least I could do. Donnie brought me chicken and broccoli a couple weeks ago, which was a grand gesture.
Joe, I have a gift for you. Would you like it today or would you like it on Monday?
Monday, please.
Okay.
Because I have two gifts for you. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm re-gifting you the penguin scarf they gave me at Hampton Beer Outlet. And Donnie, I'm re-gifting you the case of beer they gave me there. I think regifting is nice, actually, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
He just took away the surprise.
But I thought you got that for your stepson.
No, that was the other case. I wound up with two cases. I don't know how. Maybe I accidentally stole one. I don't know. I brought two. There were two cases of beer next to me at the end of the show, and I brought them both out to my car.
Did you take Donnie's case?
No, I got mine.
Did you take T-Bird's case?
I might have taken T-Bird's case. I might have, now that I think about it. All right, let's get to it. The intergalactically appreciated numbers game. I've actually had a number of people, to continue with that theme, tell me they love this, Donnie. And I love it, too. Do you have a number for me?
I do. Well, I also wanted to mention, I saw somebody at a Christmas party last week. And
yeah,
they said, hey, I love the show. I listen to all the shows basically all day long. I'm an engineer. I love the numbers game.
He would, right? As an engineer?
Starkey.
I love this, Donnie. Let's go. You got a number.
I do. 48. That was Lamar Jackson's completion percentage against the Steelers in the first matchup this season.
Wow.
Before that game, he was completing passes at 69%. Since the game, 72%.
That's what I'm talking about. He's unrecognizable against these guys, and I've got a number that fits that theme. Zero. Rushing touchdowns for Lamar against the Steelers in his career. He's never crossed the goal line. They've been inside the five a million times. There's something that's in his head. He sees ghosts. Donnie, do you have a number for me?
One. Lamar Jackson's wins against the Steelers. He is 1-4.
Holy horse
in his
milk.
Career.
329. That was the yardage total for the Ravens in the first matchup, and that was a season low, which tells you something about their offense. If that's your season low, 329.
19, the points per game Baltimore has scored against the Steelers with Lamar as quarterback. Consider what they do against other teams. They score 10 more points on average against everybody else, over 29 a game.
Incorrigible. Limits, you're keeping track of all these, and at the end, we're going to ask you for your very favorite number out of all of them. Can you handle that?
I have them written in the notes.
27 is my number, Donnie. Any guess as to what that might be?
No.
Wrong. In 27 of the past 33 matchups between these teams, including 9 in a row, it was a one-score game. Think about that. 27 of 33?
That's part of me why I can't quite get to the score that Ray put out there or even the one that you hinted at, because it just seems like no matter what, unless the Steelers have Duck Hodges at QB and it's week 18 and they just have no hope, then like the games are always close. They're going to be a battle. Where was I at here? 43. Offensive plays last week by the Steelers. The fewest of any team in a game all season. They can't have that happen again. They were barely on the field.
Hopefully never again. Did you hear the Russ clip on Hard Knocks? He went up to somebody on the sidelines and said, I've never been in a game where we only had 2 second-half possessions. I think did they get three? Did they have three in the second half? That might have been before their third. I don't remember. Did they just have two?
Well, remember,
They
punted the football with 10.5 minutes to go and never got it again.
Oh, I remember. Instead of not living in their fears and going for it, they punted from the other team's 46 down 2 touchdowns with 10.5 minutes left. 6. The Steelers are 6-1 in games where Mike Tomlin has a chance to wrap up the division title. How about that, old Donald?
Pretty
football?
Good winning percentage for Mike T.
Yeah.
997, the penalty yards the Ravens have gathered up this season. That leads football. 117 accepted penalties.
Man, am I glad you mentioned that, because you won't believe this, but my next number was 12 penalties on the Ravens in the first Steeler matchup. I was looking for the accompaniment. Where do they rank? And you preceded me with it, Donnie. We're working like a well-oiled machine.
That was perfect there. Yeah. That's some chemistry limits. 74.1. The best red zone offense in football belongs to the Baltimore Ravens. 74.1%. Do you know what the Steelers is?
50?
45.8.
I got two numbers for you, Donnie. 5 and 8. In his career against the Steelers, Lamar has 5 touchdown passes and 8 picks. That's unbelievable. Go ahead.
286.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson has just 286 yards over the past two games without George Pickens.
You and I are working like a well-oiled machine, Donnie, because my next number was 143, Russell Wilson's passing yard average without George Pickens. This is phenomenal. Keep going.
16, the number of snaps Najee Harris played last week, a career low.
Wow.
In the loss against Philly.
You're winning here. I will acknowledge that. Did you actually do research this week or just copy it like we both always do?
I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah,
I'm using the Lamar numbers and the Najee Harris numbers.
Yeah, I actually did some research, but I'm also using numbers from an Associated Press preview that stood out to me. 60. That's number of tackles for Cam Hayward this season. That leads all interior linemen in the NFL, and he's second to Dexter Lawrence with sacks with 8, and he's probably going to finish first because Lawrence is hurt now.
1, and this one's a little bit scary to me. That's the amount of times Philadelphia blitzed the Steelers last week. And look at how things operated offensively. They had 1 blitz counted
Limits,
for.
Are you with me that Donnie has raised his game to another level this week?
The stakes have never been higher in this week's numbers game.
Wow! 109. Lamar needs 109 yards rushing to pass Michael Vick atop the NFL's all-time leader for rushing yards by a quarterback. How old is this guy? Is he 28?
I think he's my age, yeah. Might even be younger. He probably is younger. He's only been in the league for
like
7 years.
And he's already
going
to do that?
6.9.
Yes.
Yards per play for the Ravens. That is the best in the NFL by more than half a yard.
I've never felt so synchronized to somebody in the numbers game. 70. That's number of plays for at least 20 yards. That's how many the Ravens have. 70 of them. That leads the NFL.
27.2. Those are the amount of drives. That's the percentage of drives that the Steelers defense creates a 3-and-out. The best in football. And I think that is a huge key tomorrow if they can do that early and get in Lamar's head once again.
50. That is 50%, and that's Justin Tucker from 50-plus yards over the past 3 years, only hitting half his field goals from distance of 50 or more. Guess what it was before that, Donnie? You come within 5, I'll give you a cookie.
Guess what his percentage was?
Beyond 50 for his whole career up to the last 3 years.
I'll say like 85. That dude was nearly automatic.
72.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a little bit high.
No, but you were good because now it's gone down 22 percentage points and you're up.
I'll give you the number 80.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry has been held under 80 yards from scrimmage in 4 of his past 7 games, one of those being a Steelers matchup last month. He had just 65 yards on 13 carries.
And what a way to finish, Donnie, because we remained synchronized as if we're doing a synchronized swimming routine here. This is like water follies right now. 13, Derrick Henry's number of carries against the Steelers. He only had 1 game where he was lower than that, and that was 11, but that leads to another number. Do you have another number you'd like to finish on after this, or should we end it here? I'm open.
I do have one for after this.
Please. This is my last number. 5. The Ravens are 5-0 when Derrick Henry gets 20 or more carries. Donnie, I cede the floor to you.
17. T. TJ Watt's sacks in his career against the Ravens since he entered the league in 2017. That is the most by any player versus any team.
Limits, that was some of the most spectacular numbers-related sports radio in this town in several decades.
It was incredible.
What was the best number?
Man, Donnie, I think, won the overall numbers game. His numbers were incredible.
Yeah.
But, Joe, your number that the Steelers and Ravens have played, 27 of the last 33 being one-score games, that really stood out to me.
Yeah, I think that stood out to a lot of people, Donnie, although you, I agree, won the overall game.
I mean, and think about where the spread is, too, for this. Like, it's rated a one-score game.
Yeah.
Basically, and that's why I think a lot of people, even with the Steelers' offense looking down, it's going to be hard for the outside betting world to go against that, because everyone's going to think this game's always close.